Clock. Every Thursday morning, we cross to our good friends and colleagues at Deutsche Welle in Bonn, Germany. Joining me today, Michael Otte. How are you doing, Michael? You hope you're well?
I'm doing very well, Lester. How are you doing yourself?
Oh, it's a balmy day here in Cape Town. It's supposed to be the beginnings of winter, but a warm 23 degrees, and long may it last. But we're talking today about Germany's decision to return over 1,000 Benin bronze statues to Nigeria. Now, this has been a huge issue, particularly with the British Museum saying that they'll return it, but will return it on loan. Why is this decision important in Germany?
Well, Lester, the first thing we need to understand is that this has been a very long road for Germany. There have been several decades of discussions and agitations from representatives of Nigeria. And things began to look up last year when the German Minister of Culture agreed that the figurines would be returned. And I think that at this point, it's important to clarify what exactly the Benin bronzes are. They are a collection of several different items made in the Kingdom of Benin, which is in present-day Nigeria, thus the items returning to Nigeria. And they include several things, images of faces, places, and sometimes even keys to doors. And they are not just works of art. According to one of the descendants of the makers of these figurines, they represent the culture and the soul of the Benin people. And sadly, in 1897, when the British captured the Benin city, they looted the art and sold it to several different European powers, including the door key that I mentioned earlier. And a large collection of them ended up here in Germany in museums. And tomorrow, Germany's foreign minister, Annalena Baerbock, will sign an agreement that will ensure that after more than 100 years, these works of art and these works that represent the soul of the Benin people are going to return home. So it's a very pivotal point in Germany's relationship with its colonial past, Lester.
What does it then mean or say about Germany's colonial past? Of course, Africa carved up around the table at the Berlin Conference, Francophone Africa, Anglo-Africa, parts of German colonial Africa, spots of Spanish and even Portuguese colonial presence. We often talk about the French and the Anglophone influences of colonialism in South Africa, but what does this say about Germany's colonial past?
Quite interestingly, lots of the decisions that were made to carve up Africa and the lines that were drawn were made not very far from where I sit currently here in Bonn. So Germany played a very pivotal role in colonialism up until World War One, when, of course, they were defeated. And I'm sure that your listeners in Southern Africa would also be very familiar with Germany's actions in Namibia, and the likes. So Germany has a colonial past, and there's a general coming to terms with this in the last couple of years. Beyond the Benin bronzes that I've been talking about, Germany is also agreeing that they're going to return a very important figurine goddess to Cameroon that is called the Ingonso, which is also very important to Cameroonian heritage. They've agreed to return that. And also, last year, Germany agreed to pay reparations to Namibia for the atrocities committed against the Herero and Nama people. So generally, there is a conversation around Germany's colonial past and a reckoning that Germany has to own up to the things that it did in the past and possibly pay reparations.
This is, of course, not just a conversation that's happening in Germany, but in other European countries as well. I mentioned the British Museum. There's also been, last week, in more of a closure for his family, but also of political and historic importance. The single tooth, remaining tooth of Patrice Lumumba, returned by Belgium to the Congo. That's the only piece, remaining piece of his body that remained after he was killed and essentially dissolved in a vat of acid. Is that's a very recent historical presence, but also we have centuries of colonial presence as well. And this is a conversation that many museums and countries' administrations are talking about. It's becoming a diplomatic issue also with countries of Africa as well.
Exactly, Lester. And as you mentioned, there's been a lot of that happening lately. France in February returned 26 of the bronzes that I spoke about earlier to Nigeria. And these were also stolen by French colonial forces from the former Dahomey Kingdom in modern-day Benin. And also, there have been other ones, like just mentioned, the return of Patrice Lumumba's tooth. So there's a lot of this conversation happening in Europe at the moment. But we must also admit that there's so much more that needs to be done in this respect. A very, very important conversation would be the return of several of the artifacts held by the British, for instance, because as you well know, the British were a very, very big colonial force in Africa, and they hold a lot of these cultural artifacts. So it will be interesting to also find out if Britain is going to follow suit of Germany and return very important things in the African Museum, the crown jewels, for instance, many of these that are publicly acknowledged that they were taken from the colonies. So yes, there's a lot of reckoning happening at the moment in Europe, but there's still so much that needs to be discussed, especially with respect to Britain and France.
Michael Otte, really appreciate it. Thanks so much for your time. Our good friend and correspondent at Deutsche Welle in Bonn, Germany, back with us next week. Stay well.